Christmas Eve service. My name is Eric Byram. I'm the presiding elder here at Grace Fellowship Church. In that reading, you heard a testimony from Tricia Bowman. Anyone here know Tricia? You guys might know Tricia, yeah. I just want to open us up for a second here if there's any testimonies. We've been talking about God with us, right, during this Advent season. And I just want to open up if there's anyone that, as you've been meditating upon that, reflecting upon that, anything that God showed you that might be edifying to the rest of us. So I'll just give a few minutes here. If anybody, just raise your hand, I'll bring the mic to you if you have any thoughts or reflections that might be encouraging to the rest of us. I see that hand. Do you want to share something? He's showing me the candle. Brian has any thoughts or things? is that obedience that comes with just serving God in the ordinary, right? In the regular life. And we all have different eras of our life. I remember my wife and I had that big desire going overseas, and that was a good experience. And then God called us back here to our hometown. And, you know, it may not have been what our plans were, but I see great work happening here in Mansfield. So, do you and I let God with us change our plans? Have you ever asked God, what are your plans for me? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to serve? And it's something for us to think about. You know, have you encountered Jesus? And has He begun to change your plans? So not only does God with us make it a wonderful life by changing our plans, secondly, God with us makes it a wonderful life by giving us a new kind of heart. You see in this passage of 2 Peter that encountering Jesus, God with us leads us to a different kind of desire. It leads us away from corruption by sinful desires. And how would we define sinful desires? So you go back to the garden, it's believing that God doesn't have good things for you. You've got to take them and seize them for yourself, right? That's sinful desires. I want it now. I'm God, He's not. Right? Those are sinful desires. That also are back in the garden. So rather than sinful desire, our hearts are changed when we encounter God with us. We begin to become more concerned with others than ourselves, for God's glory rather than our own glory. We're given all that we need here, it says, for life and goodness with us. We're given all we need to live our best lives for God. So we're going to watch another scene from It's Wonderful Life. And this is when George suddenly realizes that it's not all about him, and he wants his life back so he can bless others. I want you to listen to what he says here. He has a change of heart, even more so than when he was serving altruistically in the